I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
She wore blue velvet, bluer than velvet was the night, softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue. Love was ours, ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow, like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. But in my heart there'll always be precious and warm a memory through the years. And I still can see blue velvet. And warm a memory through the years, and I still can see blue velvet through my tears. Was
Bobby Vinton with the title track to his 1963 album, Blue Velvet. And Vinton was a Pole from Pennsylvania who managed to be one of the few U.S. peers who still hit the charts during the British invasion. And the album originally was called Blue on Blue because all the songs had blue in the title. But based on the popularity of his take of Blue Velvet, the album was quickly retitled. And originally, Blue Velvet was a minor hit for Tony Bennett in 1951. And there was an R&B version done by the Clovers in 55. But it is Vinton's version that we do know, and it is in part with popularity with the 1986 film of the same name, directed by David Lynch, and it had Dennis Hopper. So good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies here on your, actually quite muggy instead of damp anymore station here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us here on the UBC campus. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Gak. I'm here with you till 9 o'clock here. And this is your cinematically inspired program here. And phone number for the station, 604-822-2487. You can also email me. I still have the old show name here, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So when you think Blue Velvet, you think Frank Booth talking to Mommy with her little gas mask. And that would be Dennis Hopper, who's going to form the first part of the Tonight Show. Towards the back end, we'll have a bit of An Education, the British film that came out in 2009. But Mr. Hopper was born in Dodge City, Kansas, 1936, moved around with his family, ended up in San Diego, and one of the things that added to part of what defined him is that his dad actually worked as a precursor to the CIA, so he always had a little bit of paranoia in the mix of everything he'd done. And he debuted, what a debut he had, 1955, Rebel Without a Cause. He met James Dean. Hopper said that for the longest time he thought he was the best new hot actor in Hollywood until he met Dean, and at that point he wanted to emulate everything Dean had done. And so at that point he started picking up the method acting, as well as some photography with Dean, and they actually starred together in Dean's final film, 1956's Giant, before Dean died in that car accident. And over time Hopper developed a reputation in Hollywood as picked up the method acting. Unfortunately, couldn't really fit in the old Hollywood system at the time, and he basically got blacklisted for a bit. He just couldn't work there just because he was too difficult. So he went to New York, studied some acting, and he got back into Hollywood due to a marriage that he'd done to one of John Wayne's friends. So we're going to start off here with a bit from one of the first films that we best know Hopper from, and that is Easy Rider, which Hopper helped co-write, direct, and he starred along with Jack Nicholson and Peter Fonda. So the first song that we're going to hear is The Ballad of Easy Rider by The Byrds. And Fonda originally wanted to get Bob Dylan's song, I'm All Right, Ma, I'm Only Bleeding. But due to licensing problems, Fonda actually asked the leader of The Byrds, Roger McGinn, to cover the song instead. And Fonda still wanted to get Dylan involved with it for a bit, but Dylan declined. But he quickly scribbled a few lines on a napkin, and he directed Fonda to give it to McGinn, and McGinn knew what to do with it, so he helped write that out. So from the 1969 album of the same name, but you can also find it on the soundtrack to Easy Rider, here are The Byrds with Ballad of Easy Rider.
Flows to the sea, wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. To be free, and that's the way it turned out to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town. Flow, river, flow, the shady tree, go river, go, go to the sea, flow to the sea. The river flows, it flows to the sea, wherever that river goes, that's where I want to be. Flow, river, flow, let your waters wash down, take me from this road to some other town.
My latest poem. A gut-thin whining wind defiles the groaning bones of neon-blinded seekers after murky morning. The burning mud explodes, a screaming pathway to hollow thunder of agony. I fall, and cheated dreams, a toenail split.
Who would like to start the discussion? I think that was one of the most exciting poems I've ever heard. Anybody else? Floyd? Did you have an emotional reaction from Mr. Lineman's poem?
Yeah, but I think it is Dutch apple pie.
I'd like to know what it means, if anything.
So would I.
It means that this is a cemetery, and you're all corpses. Good night.
Afraid of what I would find and what I would do when I got there. I knew the risks, or imagined I knew. But the thing I felt the most, much stronger than fear, was the desire to confront him.
You're losing theirs and blaming it on you. If you can trust yourself when all men doubt you, but make allowance for the doubting too, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating.
Keep your hands away from the gun.
And yet, don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream, but not make dreams your master. If you can think, but not make thoughts your aim. If you can meet with triumph and disaster, and you just treat these two imposters just the same, or bear to hear the truth that you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things that you've given your life to broken, and stoop and build them up again with worn out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings, and risk it in one turn of pitch and toss and lose. Start again at your beginnings. Never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and your nerve and your sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on. You can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, but never lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distant run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you're going to be a man, my son.
I mean, what are they gonna say, man, when he's gone, huh? Because he dies, when it dies, man. When it dies, he dies. What are they gonna say about him? What are they gonna say? He was a kind man. He was a wise man. He had plans. He had wisdom. Bullshit, man. Am I gonna be the one that's gonna set them straight? Look at me, wrong.
You.
That's a pretty one. Move it right in toward me.
I'm an American!
Yeah! American civilian. Hi, Yanks. Hi. American. American civilian. It's all right. And you got the cigarettes, and that's what I've been dreaming of.
This Colonel guy, he's wacko, man. He's worse than crazy. He's evil. I mean, that's what the man's got set up here. Man, it's fucking pagan idolatry. Look around you. Shit, he's loco.
Then you help me.
Help you? Fucking A, I'll help you. I'll do anything to get out of this joint. We could blow all them assholes away. They're so fucking spaced out, they wouldn't even know it. Well, I ain't even afraid of all them fucking skulls and altars and shit. I used to think if I died in an evil place, then my soul wouldn't be able to make it to heaven. But now, fuck.
He's really out there.
Shape without form. Mm-hmm. Shade without color. Paralyzed force. Gesture without motion.
Do you know what the man's saying? Did?
Those are the cross.
This is dialectics. It's very simple dialectics. 1 through 9. No maybes, no supposes, no fractions. You can't travel in space. You can't go out into space, you know, without, like, you know, with fractions. What are you going to land on? 1/4, 3/8? What are you going to do when you go from here to Venus or something? That's dialectic physics, okay? Dialectic logic is there's only love and hate. You either love somebody or you hate them. Mike! This is the way the fucking world ends. Look at this fucking shit we're in, man. Bang. Whimper. And with a whimper, I'm fucking splitting, Jack.
Commander, don't allow them to write fuck on their airplane because it's obscene.
All right. Sorry, some listener discretion was required there. We heard originally The Byrds with the Ballad of Easy Rider off their 1969 album of the same name, also found on the soundtrack to the film Easy Rider. Then we've been hearing a whole bunch of audio from the Apocalypse Now soundtrack, which originally came out in 1979, came out in a double form in 1990, and came out again in 2003 in a redux format without all the dialogue. This is off the 1990 version that we've heard. And it features director Francis Ford Coppola and his brother, I believe it is, or cousin. It's Carmine Coppola, and they provided the soundtrack. So we heard Strange Voyage and then Kurtz's Compound. And in the background here, of course, we hear The Doors with The End, as heard at the end of the film. And then we've been hearing a whole bunch of video excerpts of Dennis Hopper, including his first appearance on The Andy Griffith Show back in the day, as he's reciting some beatnik poetry there, much to everyone's approval by the sounds of it. Then we had a bit from his Johnny Cash Show appearance when he recited a poem written by Rudyard Kipling, which refers to the title is called If, which is the middle word and found in the word life, which is something that actually appears in Hopper's diatribe, or at least one of his diatribes in Apocalypse Now. And then, we heard a couple of excerpts there from his bits, short bits from Apocalypse Now there. And of course, that is Dennis Hopper. And of course, he appeared in such things as Cool Hand Luke, Mad Dog Morgan, The American Friend. He helped save the direction of the film Out of the Blue in 1980. Of course, he was caught wandering around nude in the Mexican desert in 1979. Let me get some of this more record playing here. He attempted to climb out onto an aircraft wing in the 80s as well. And right prior to drug rehab, he did a daredevil coffin explosion on a Texas campus in 1983. But he was able to recover from that after Blue Velvet 1986 raised his profile. And I think he was nominated for an Oscar for that. He started appearing in many films afterwards, both sort of playing up his antics, like things you'd see in True Romance and Speed, but then sort of gentler works as well, too. And last film that he worked on was 2008's Elegy, and the animated film Alpha and Omega coming out later this year will feature his final voice work. So that is our little tribute to Dennis Hopper, who died at the age of 74 this weekend. So we're going to close at least this part, this tribute to Dennis Hopper, something we actually heard briefly in the background there. And this is one of his few record appearances. And this would be with Damon Albarn's project, Gorillaz. So off the 2005 album, Demon Days, we'll listen to Dennis Hopper and then Fire coming out of the Monkey's Head. So stick around. We still have some more music lined up after our Dennis Hopper tribute. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Once upon a time, at the foot of a great mountain, there was a town where the people known as Happy Folk lived. Their very existence a mystery to the rest of the world, obscured as it was by great clouds. Here they played out their peaceful lives, innocent of the litany of excess and violence that was growing in the world below. To live in harmony with the spirit of the mountain called Monkey was enough. Then one day, strange folk arrived in the town. They came in camouflage, hidden behind dark glasses, and no one noticed them. They only saw shadows. You see, without the truth of the eyes, the happy folk were blind.
Falling out of aeroplanes and hiding out in holes, waiting for the sunset to come, people going home. Jump out from behind them and shoot them in the head. Now everybody dancing, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead, the dance of the dead.
In time, strange folk found their way into the higher reaches of the mountain, and it was there that they found the caves of unimaginable sincerity and beauty. By chance, they stumbled upon the place where all good souls come to rest. The strange folk, they coveted the jewels in these caves above all things, and soon they began to mine the mountain, its rich scene fueling the chaos of their own world. Meanwhile, down in the town, the happy folk slept restlessly, their dreams invaded by shadowy figures digging away at their souls. Every day, people would wake and stare at the mountain. Why was it bringing darkness into their lives? And as the strange folk mined deeper and deeper into the mountain, holes began to appear, bringing with them a cold and bitter wind that chilled the very soul of the monk. For the first time, the happy folk felt fearful, for they knew that soon the monkey would stir from its deep sleep. Then there came a sound, distant first, that grew into gastrophony, so immense that it could be heard far away in space. There were no screams. There was no time. The mountain called Monkey had spoken. There was only fire. And then, nothing.
Oh, little town in the USA, time has come to see. There's nothing you believe you want. But where were you when it all came down on me? Did you call me now?
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Vancouver Area Cycling Coalition's Bike to Work Week from May 31st to June 6th. Join thousands of others cycling and celebrating. Bike to Work Week encourages people to try biking to work and celebrates with those that already do. During the week, visit commuter stations to enjoy free food, drinks, bike maps, bike maintenance, and fabulous prizes. You can win a new bike for recruiting the most co-workers to join your team or for recording your commute online. There's a bike a day giveaway just for logging your commute. To register and track your progress online, visit biketoworkmetrovan.ca.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
In the month of May, in the month of May, in the month of May.
forthcoming album, their fourth, that's not excluding their first self-titled one, I think it was an EP, but that is The Arcade Fire. And that is the month of May. They're going to record a record. Well, it is going to be released in August. And that would be called The Suburbs, which is also the A-side to a limited 12-inch single for which the month of May is the B-side. And it was a nice little release that they did for the single. They shipped it exclusively to independent record stores to get the word out. And of all things right now, apparently they're working on a secret project with Spike Jonze. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. This is CITR 11.9 FM in Vancouver. We're broadcasting in stereo. Very powerful double speaker action here. And yes, we finished our little Dennis Hopper tribute there at the top of the hour. It is 8 o'clock if you are heading to the Malkin Bowl. I'm guessing the weather's fine now, but then again, I sort of missed part of the downpour we had, and then I biked here as part of the muggy weather that we suddenly got. But hopefully you've been able to bike to work at this point, since Monday is the start of Bike to Work Week, as we heard earlier. Make sure you record your times. If you're keen, if you always go to the UBC campus or do anything with CITR, we actually do have a, I believe it is a group thing there, so you can sort of log in your miles and see how much carbon you have offset here. So let us dive into a local act, a powerful duo that's been releasing some fantastic music, and that would be the Pack AD. They're touring with the Sadies. The Sadies have a new album out, but so does the Pack AD, called We Kill Computers, through Mint Records. And tomorrow, if you're in Nelson, they're playing the Hume Hotel, both of them together, the Pack AD, the Sadies, maybe at the same time. Quite likely no. If you're in Kelowna, they're playing Wednesday at the Habitat, but here in Vancouver on Friday, June 4th, they'll be at the Biltmore Cabaret. And in case our signal has somewhat extended down south of the border, if you're in Walla Walla, Washington, this Sunday they'll be playing the Plaza. But if not, well, they're going to be everywhere. They're going to be at North by Northeast. They'll be at Sled Island. If you're going to be up to Whitehorse, they're going to be playing the Sunstroke Festival, but they'll be back in town Sunday, June 27th, they'll be at the Commodore Ballroom playing with the Anti-Pop Consortium. So from We Kill Computers, here's the Pack AD with Deer. We'll be right back.
to contemplate a doom. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back. Don't look back.
And there's Mark Sultan there, along with the backing band called the Ding Dongs, and that was Don't Look Back off his latest album, which is just simply called Dollar Sign through Last Gang Records. And we know Mark Sultan as being part of Barbecue, a.k.a. King Kong and the Barbecue Show. And what happened is that Mark Sultan, he used to be in a band with King Kong back in the day when they used to play with the Space Shits. He was also in some bands called Les Sixerinos and then Mind Controls as well, too. And, yes, great little album there. Wealth worth picking up if you're into sort of that garage band, doo-wop type sound that you hear from King Kong. And let's dive into a former local band, although at this point they are a supergroup of well report, and that is the New Pornographers. You can catch them. They'll be in town at the Vogue for some reason, but they'll be playing two shows there, July 14th and 15th. They'll be joined by the Dodos and the Ahmad Wasif. You may have seen them in Sasquatch if you went down for the weekend and you're on your way back up now. But just think, that weekend they also were in Spain because they played the Primavera Festival in Barcelona. And for my listeners in Finland, they're playing Tavastia in Helsinki on September 12th. So from their new album, Together, this is the New Pornographers with Crash Years. Whoever just called, give us a call now, 604-822-2487.
There's no other show like it found here. We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Pi R Squared, located in the main concourse of the Sub. Pi R Squared was voted the best pizza by The Slice in Canada, by its own staff. The joint always has a great vegetarian selection, is now offering cheeseless pizza. Open 10 a.m. till late, 7 days a week. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society.
Toro y Moi with Leave Everywhere, which is a single that's come out now through Car Park. Actually, sorry, not now. It's a 7-inch due on July 20th. And Toro y Moi is the alias for Chaz Bundick, who recently sort of ditched the chillwave sound that he was associated with, and he's been recording now with traditional instruments. And if you were at the Rickshaw last Thursday, you saw him open up for Caribou. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is an interesting combination here, featuring a bedroom producer from Brooklyn and his pal based out of Cologne, or Köln in Germany. And this is How to Dress Well, and the guy from Germany is Kokodoka. And what they've done here is they've taken a slow jam from 1986. There's a band called Ready for the World, and they came out with something called Love You Down. And what How to Dress Well and Kokodoka did is they've done their sort of weird, I wouldn't say it's a cover or a remix, or they've done some twisted version of it. And this comes off of one of the 6 EPs that they've released since September 2009. So here's How to Dress Well and Kokodok off the Friday Morning Hymnal EP. And this is Ready for the World.
Thank you.
And there's Janelle Morai. I always forget about this little ending choir bit. And that's the track Wonderland. And that's off her album, The Arachnoid. It's come out through Wonderland Art Society. If you're going to be launching the TBS tonight, you'll be seeing her perform on the George Lopez Show. We started that set off with Javelin with Tell Me What Will Be. And then from Blacksburg, Virginia, we heard Jack Tatum as Wild Nothing, and that was Confirmation off his 2010 album, Gemini. And you might know Jack Tatum from being a part of the tropical punk band called Face Paint and the ramshackle singer-songwriter project Jack and the Whale. And then we just heard there, that's her backwards counting song there, that is The Books. And that's Beautiful People coming from their forthcoming album, The Way Out. And that features guitarist and vocalist Nick Zamuto and cellist Paul DeJong. And they sort of fuse together collage techniques with some folk and orchestral music. And one of the nice things I found out about them is in 2004, The Books were commissioned to compose music for a new elevator in the building housing the French Ministry of Culture. I've got 20 minutes left here. And we'll quickly dive into an education, because I need some re-educating. But what we'll do first, though, is we'll get into this band called the Minor Birds. And oddly enough, it was serendipity that the name took, because Laura Burhan, who was part of the former DC duo called Georgie Jones, was hoping for inspiration in a Neil Young / Motown type of band. But when she did some reading about Minor Birds and then actually started to decide to pick the name, she then found out that, oh yeah, Neil Young actually was going to be in a Motown band. And of all things featuring Rick James, it was the Toronto R&B group called the Minor Birds. But they're two words. Burnham's decided to go with one word here. So from her album, What We Lose in the Fire, We Gain in the Flood, this is the Minor Birds with Numbers Don't Lie.
Thank you. by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference takes over Toronto once again June 16th to the 20th. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from around the world across dozens of genres. Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. It's your chance to catch breakout performances from tomorrow's stars. 5 days, 50 stages, over 600 bands, plus 35 great music-related films, all for only $50. Wristbands are now on sale. Also available, full festival passes for North by Northeast industry conferences featuring celebrity interviews and networking sessions. The North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and conferences, June 16th to the 20th, taking place in the heart of Toronto, Ontario. Visit www.nxne.com for tickets and up-to-the-minute festival information.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
From Toronto, that is Foxes in Fiction. The song is Jimmy Bleachball, which you can find on the re-released version of Swung from the Branches, something that he added three new songs to once he moved to Moon Gadget Records. And Foxes in Fiction is Toronto's Warren Hildebrand. In the background here, we're listening to Paul Inglishby as part of his soundtrack to the film An Education. I'll shut up shortly so we can listen a bit to more of it, but yeah. Inglishby was born in Preston in Lancs in 1970, and he's only had a few film credits to his name so far. Main film that he's done is, as we can hear, An Education, and then before that was Miss Pettigrew Lives for a Day. But he's also done some TV production work. He's also worked with the Royal Shakespeare Company and the Royal Opera House. So this is An Education from Paul Inglishby's score to An Education. Background, we hear Jenny's theme from the film directed by Lone Scherfig, screenplay written by Nick Hornby based on the memoirs of journalist Lynn Barber back in 1961 when she came of age as a high school girl, met an older, charming man. We're listening to two songs now that sound like they could have come out in the 60s, but they are new compositions by young girls. And first up, we're going to listen to it is Beth Rowley, and she actually appears as a lounge singer in the nightclub scene in An Education, and part of her touring background is she actually did backup vocals for Ronan Keating and Enrique Iglesias. And so, from An Education, this is Beth Rowley with You've Got Me Wrapped Around Your Little Finger.
Love. as if our lips agree that we were meant to be. When we touch, it's too much. Night. Your lips may be sweet, such that I can't compete, but your heart is as black as night. I don't know why you came along at such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind, 'cause your head may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black as night. Such a perfect time, but if I let you hang around, I'm bound to lose my mind. 'Cause your hands may be strong, but the feelings are wrong. Your heart is as black. Your heart is as black. Oh, your heart is as black.
Was Melody Gardeau with Your Heart is as Black as Night. And that's, she's a Philly singer who in 2003 had a horrible bike accident. A car hit her and caused some massive injuries to her skull, spine, and elsewhere. Confined her to a hospital for a year and a half. And it was before it got stop and go whether she'd be able to talk again, let alone sing. But using music as healing therapy, she was able to bridge two sides of her brain together, from humming to singing to writing her own songs and getting signed to Verve. So, the background here, we hear a little bit of, who is this? This is Floyd Kramer. And yes, this is all from An Education, nominated for 3 Academy Awards, Best Picture, Best Actress for Carey Mulligan, and Best Adapted Screenplay. So that's about it. We're just running a little over time here. Gavin's got the whip here. It's not looking good for me. But that's Exploding Head Movies for this week. Coming up shortly, it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And as you heard before, Rob Previtt now is before me. So at midnight, we are cutting over to, I guess, an announcement of some sort. But if you missed any of this week's episode, you always download the MP3 as a podcast. Just go to www.citr.ca. So enjoy yourselves. Hopefully you are able to bike to work this week, Vancouver, without too much rain. So enjoy yourself.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9.